pumping oil in a dangerous place.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. The Iraq Study Group gave Washington a lot to chew on yesterday. It also made a number of recommendations that relate to business, primarily the oil business. Iraq sits on one of the world's largest petroleum reserves, so the natural resources are there, but right now the financial resources are not. What would it take to attract foreign businesses and investment in the oil industry there? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Security, obviously, is a big obstacle. Companies want to make sure their people and property are safe. But aside from that, businesses are also wary of Iraq because of legal insecurity. Michael Lynch is president of the consulting firm Strategic Energy and Economic Research.
Investors really need to see a petroleum law implemented and in place so that the energy ministry can sign contracts, which they have some confidence will last for at least some period of time.
With viable laws to protect their investments, Lynch says some foreign firms would likely set up shop.
There are always people who are willing to accept a degree of risk, especially the smaller companies and the national oil companies, compared to the big international majors.
Those major oil companies would remain on the sidelines, Lynch says, viewing smaller players like canaries in the coal mine. If the small firms thrive, he says, the giant corporations would follow. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
A lot of bigwigs from U.S. industry have been in India this last week trying to improve trade relations. Among the representatives were those from pharmaceutical companies. They want India to strengthen its intellectual property rights system. Then they say it would be safe for them to come in. Miranda Kennedy has more from New Delhi.
Drug companies haven't been willing to set up research and manufacturing because they're concerned that patent laws here don't offer them adequate protection. Last year, the Indian government addressed some of their concerns when it passed a law consistent with WTO requirements for drug patents. But this law doesn't guarantee confidentiality of drug formulas. Commerce Undersecretary John Dudas says big pharmaceutical firms are sitting tight till that changes.
You would think then that the market is huge. You'd say, well, we'll invest anyway, but we don't see that.
He says drug companies pounced when smaller markets like Jordan and Morocco changed their laws.
They waited for strong patent protection and data exclusivity, and the moment it was there, they came in.
So this week, Dudas is urging Indian officials to follow in those countries' footsteps and protect drug makers' innovations in India. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
The Seminole Tribe of Florida has purchased the Hard Rock Cafe, Hotel, and Casino business. It reached a deal with Hard Rock owners Rank Group. The price tag is said to be close to $1 billion. The Hard Rock package includes 124 Hard Rock cafes, 4 hotels, 2 casino hotels, and 2 concert venues. Left out of the deal is the casino in London. Rank gets to keep that. It's not the Seminoles' first foray into the gaming world. The tribe currently owns and operates 5 casinos in Florida. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 22 points, or 0.1%, to 12,309. The NASDAQ was down 6 points, or 0.25%. The S&P fell 1 point, or 0.1%. This is Marketplace. A new study from U.S. and Danish researchers debunks the rumored link between cell phone use and cancer. From North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin reports.
Even though cell phones emit radiation, the new research found it's apparently not the type that causes cancer. The study was big and long-term, and that adds to its credibility, according to Dr. Matthew Ewind at the University of North Carolina. His only qualm is that it excluded those who already had cancer.
They might have left out the people who were most likely to get cancers from the cell phone because they'd already gotten another kind of cancer.
Dr. John Boyce at Vanderbilt University worked on the research. He says the study's results are almost, but not quite, definitive.
The population has only been followed for an average of perhaps 15 years, so there's probably additional years of follow-up that are required.
Especially, he says, now that children routinely use cell phones. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Brian Watt. Today in Japan, the president of Nintendo said the company was investigating problems with the strap on its video game machine, the Wii. He also said the console was flying off store shelves really fast. Video game machines are obviously a hot item this holiday season. The guy I like to consult on such matters is Brian Cooley of CNET.com. To him, there's no doubt which one would make a good gift for a novice like myself.
When someone asks me what they should buy, I tend to immediately go to the Nintendo Wii as opposed to the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360, and here's why. The Wii is more accessible, not just in cost and the fact that it's more easy to find on the market, but the fact that the games don't require the same learning curve that the top games on the Xbox and PlayStation do. In other words, Xbox and PlayStation are more hardcore, and the Wii is more of a casual gaming console. And if you have to ask someone what console you should have, you're probably a casual gamer. This console has these wireless motion controllers, so instead of pushing buttons, you stand up in many cases and actually move your arms around and actually play the game. It comes with sports games, for example. So when you play the tennis game, you actually make tennis strokes, and this wireless controller you hold in your hand translates that motion into gameplay.
Wow.
That's also a really nice breakthrough. Yeah. Now, to say in the PlayStation's favor, the PlayStation 3 is a beautiful gaming console in high definition. You won't get high definition gaming from a Wii.
Let's talk about another obvious hot item, the MP3 player. And you can't talk about that market without dealing with the iPod's dominance.
Of course, the iPod still remains the dominant player out there this holiday season. It holds 80% of the market share. The iTunes Music Store, roughly about the same market share. It is an enormous elephant in the room.
So are there any alternatives out there that look like they might even make a run at the iPod?
There are a lot of great alternatives, and I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I know why they haven't made a run at the iPod, and it's not necessarily for rational reasons. If you do a strictly rational assessment, you might very well buy a Toshiba Gigabeat. You might buy a Creative Zen. You might buy one of the Samsung or the Kawan players. But all of them combined, plus the new Microsoft Zune, don't even have 20% of the market. That's how dominant the iPod is. So it's a matter of people buy the iPod because they know everyone who's savvy about music around them has an iPod, and they feel real nervous about buying something else.
Now, there's another player out there that you guys seem pretty excited about. It performs a lot of the same functions as other MP3 players, but it comes in the form of a very small cube.
Yeah, the Mobi Blue Cube is a little bit bigger than a die. If you took a pair of dice and threw one of them away and the remaining die you made a little bit bigger, that's the Mobi Blue Cube. It's tiny. And, of course, it has a video screen, which is even smaller than 2/3 because it has to fit inside that device. And it's on one side of the cube is where the video screen is. It is a music player, a photo viewer, a video player, as I mentioned, and it's also an FM radio. And it's $119. Now, this is not a device you buy strictly for its performance. There is a big gadget G factor here, and it works quite well.
Brian Cooley is editor-at-large for CNET.com. And in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
Hospitals are supposed to heal what ails you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.